That's true, except for the inference to be drawn from the fact the blood was still wet when the defendant's finger touched it.
Yes, the wet blood. Exactly. May I pose a hypothetical to you, Ms. Rakowski?
Let's suppose, hypothetically, that the defendant, Jacob, came upon the victim, his friend and classmate, lying on the ground in the park as he, Jacob, walked to school. Suppose, again for our hypothetical, suppose it was only minutes after the attack. And suppose, finally, that he held the victim by his sweatshirt in an attempt to help him or to be sure he was okay. Wouldn't that be perfectly consistent with finding the fingerprint where you did?
Yes.
And finally, with regard to the knife we heard about, the Spyderco civilian. Isn't it true that there are many knives that could have created those wounds?
Yes, I presume so.
Because all you have to judge by is the characteristics of those wounds, the size and shape, the depth of penetration, and so on. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And all you know, therefore, is that the murder weapon seemed to have a jagged edge and a blade of a certain size. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Did you make any effort to determine how many knives out there fit that description?
No, I was asked by the DA only to determine whether that particular knife was consistent with the victim's wounds. I was not given any other knives to compare.
Well, that's putting the rabbit into the hat then, isn't it?
Objection. Sustained.
The investigators made no effort to determine how many knives could have made those wounds?
I was not asked about other models, no.
Do you have any idea, roughly, how many knives would leave a wound about 2 inches wide and penetrate 3 or 4 inches?
I don't know. I would be speculating.
1,000? Come on, it must be at least that many.
I couldn't say. It would be a large number.
You have to remember, a small knife can create an opening larger than the blade itself because the attacker can use it to slice the wound open. A scalpel is quite small, but obviously it can create a very large incision. So, when we talk about the size of the wound relative to the blade, what we're talking about is the maximum size of the blade, the outer limit, because obviously the blade cannot be larger than the opening it was inserted into, at least if we're talking about a penetration wound as we are here. Below that limit, the size of the wound alone cannot tell you precisely how big the knife was, so I can't answer your question.
Jonathan cocked his head. He was not buying it.
500?
I don't know.
100?
It's possible.
Ah, it's possible. So our chances are 1 in 100.
Objection. Sustained.
Why were the investigators interested in that particular knife, Ms. Rakowski, the Spyderco civilian? Why did they ask you to compare that model with the wounds?
Because it was mentioned in an account of the murder that the defendant wrote,
according to Derek Yu.
Correct. And the same witness apparently saw a similar knife in the defendant's possession.
Derek Yu again?
I believe so.
So the only thing connecting that knife to Jacob is this one mixed-up boy, Derek Yu?
She did not answer.
LeJudas objected too quickly. It did not matter.
Nothing further, Your Honor.